For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are expecting to hear from the head coach of Illinois, Brad Underwood. He is part of the Coaches vs. Cancer program. We'll be talking to him about that, as well as the UConn team that ended his run, what's going on in college basketball, and more. In the meantime, let's look at that Alabama and UConn Final Four. Right, we talked about it yesterday. The best coaches, the best teams try to win weekends in the NCAA tournament. What that means is on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they're not just looking at their Saturday game. They're looking at the Saturday game and who they might be playing on Monday, because the ultimate goal is to win the whole darn thing. Alabama versus UConn. UConn has an all-time, I call it a fake chip on their shoulder, and now they had bad travel to Phoenix. They find anything to say they're being slighted.
There's a reason the Whalers left.
Dan Hurley. Oh, we have to play at 6:29 p.m. in the Sweet 16. Gosh, another thing that they're doing to hold us back. It's like, what's wrong with the 6:29 starting time, coach? I don't know why that's
why would you not want to get your game over with?
I just don't get it. But their plane apparently had some mechanical issues, some service issues. They didn't get into Arizona until 3:14 local time a.m. last night.
They also tried to get the entire, not just basketball team, but the entire cheerleaders, marching band, all on the same plane. And it's just like, what?
You don't
what
understand. This is what they have against them, Graham.
I mean, I guess, you know, one UConn, one Husky family, you know, one family for all.
The funny part is, I don't know if they need the slight on their shoulder. They have the advantages. Right in that game, in UConn versus Alabama, UConn has the more future NBA players, Castle clinging amongst them, going to be high draft picks. They have the experience. They're the defending champ. They've been to the Final Four before. They have the coach with more experience, not just in winning championships, but this far into the tournament. That's Dan Hurley. But Alabama has the one thing. Right? We could... If we wanted to, and we don't have enough time before we hopefully hear from Coach Underwood, we could sit here and just list the things that UConn has as an advantage over Alabama. Or we could do the opposite and just look at the thing that Alabama is going to try to use to beat Alabama, or sorry, to beat UConn. The three-point shot. It is the ultimate equalizer, right? No matter how bad you are in the interior, no matter how inexperienced you are, no matter how less NBA talent you have, there's one thing you can always depend on to potentially pull an upset, and that's the three ball. That's the deep ball. Alabama is second in the country in three-point attempts this year. Nate Oates came in and said, you know what? Threes are worth more than two. Let's take a lot of them. They are second in three-point makes. They're 24th in three-point percentage, which is crazy when you think of how many they take. Normally, the top percentage three-point teams in the country, they take like four a game, right? They make two. Look, we're a 50% three-point shooter. It's like, yeah, but you only take wide open shots and you only take four a game. Alabama takes the second most in the country, makes them in one of the top 25 clips. Alabama has a way to win that game. UConn is a monster. Do not get me wrong. UConn is an absolute monster. Alabama can win that game. There's a one very direct path to them somehow figuring out a way to win, and that's if they catch fire from three. It can come in a blink. If they hit, you know, five straight, whatever it is, the entire game can change. So watch for it, right? And if you're NC State and you're preparing to potentially play them, watch for it. The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan. Now joining us on the Heister Automotive Group hotline, it is the head coach of the Illinois men's basketball team, just fresh off a run to the Elite Eight, Brad Underwood. Coach, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here. I want to talk about what you have going on with Coaches vs. Cancer, but first a little bit of basketball talk. We were just talking UConn coming into the break. Obviously, you just got a chance to see them up close and personally in the Elite Eight. After that game, with kind of the 2020 hindsight, what do you see as the key for beating that team and attacking that defense?
Well, they're really good. I think, and thanks for having me on. Mm-hmm. I think they're special in this way. They never have to help. They're really, really good on the ball defenders, Castle, Newton especially. And then Kling in the middle is just different. I don't know any other way to describe him. He's 7'2", he's extremely long, he's athletic. Not your normal 7-foot plotter type guy. He's just different. He reminds me of a Rudy Gobert, the closest comparison I've seen. We were 0-for-19 in challenging him. Probably not very smart. We probably should have figured that out after 4 or 5. But those were the same shots we got all year, and we scored on number one offense in the country. So they're very different. Their bench is very underrated, in my opinion. Their quickness, but they're terrific on-ball defenders, and they have – legitimate size. Our advantage all year has been, you know, we've had great, great size on the perimeter. We started 6'6", 6'7", 6'7", and, 2'6", 10 guys. So couldn't create help. And, you've got to make shots. You got to make results to be able to beat them.
All right, Coach, you're breaking up a little bit here, so we'll try to keep it rolling. If not, we may have to see if we can't find a better connection. I did hear that you compared Klingon to kind of a Rudy Gobert, and I like the comparison game. So I don't know how much of NC State you've been able to see, but DJ Burns, I'm sure, is coming to your view at some point in time. Can you compare him to someone with his kind of unique physical dimensions and skill set?
Well, he reminds me a lot of the big kid we had in terms of Kofi Coburn, in terms of physical size, where he can just dominate you with his physicality and his body. His skill set, I mean, he's a dancing bear. Great feet, tremendous hand-eye coordination, great IQ and feel. He's got some Jokic type of abilities, and he's been dominant throughout this run, and NC State's obviously riding the wave and the hottest team in the tournament.
Brad Underwood, Illinois head basketball coach, joining us on the Heister Automotive Group hotline. You bring up Coburn. You had a lot of success with Kofi. You look at this Final Four, there's Klingon, there's Edie, and NC State, as you mentioned, kind of riding that wave of DJ Burns. Are you going to go back to recruiting it like it's 1990, looking for all the best centers, and that's what's working in college basketball now?
Well, I think it's very effective. I do. I think that they're very hard to find. There's not many of them out there. I think that there's as long as we have 3 seconds in the paint defensively, those guys can camp in there, and size does matter. But you see the anti to that, which is Alabama, shooting threes, running, trying to create advantages other ways. And I think that's the way that you have to if you don't have one of those guys.
I did see you broke out the Super Soaker. And for those of you that haven't seen it, go check it out on social media. It's one of the more entertaining sites from March Madness this year. You broke out the Super Soaker after a tourney win. Which I'm a fan of, right? I think you can kind of do both. You can enjoy it and stay locked in. But how do you balance that as a coach, kind of leading a group of young men through a up and down tournament while also understanding that you do have to have those fun moments?
The tournament has to be fun. Winning has to be enjoyed, in my opinion. And we do that all year. We celebrate winning. We ask our guys to practice really hard, to work really hard, be competitive every single day. And if you don't enjoy the wins, if you ever get to the point where it's just a relief to win, it can become miserable pretty quick. And, I've taken enough water baths throughout the course of the season. I just felt like it was time for me to pay him back. So we put the Super Soaker in.
And I have to imagine everything is recruiting, right? It looks like you guys are having a good time.
We had a blast. I love this team.
Your season ended on March 30th. You received a high-profile commitment from the portal, Jake Davis from Mercer, April 1st. You've talked about playing the portal game and recruiting while the postseason run was still going on. Do you see that as a problem for college basketball?
Yes.
Why?
I think that we're dead during the Final Four. So why would we not be in a dead period during the NCAA tournament? It's the greatest event in college sports. And to have so many storylines be taken away because of a young person transferring. You get a superstar that transfers or enters the portal. That's what everybody's talking about. They're not talking about beating Auburn or NC State win over this or that. It's away from what we're doing. It's better time to do it. And if we're going to go dead during the Final Four and not everybody worked, then why would we do it in the earlier? Like what the answer is, but I was making recruiting calls in between the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight because of the portal. And I just personal opinion, and I think there's a better way to do it.
I think there's a bunch of industries out there that are going, yeah, we should go dead during the tournament, at least the first weekend, so we can all sit around our couches and watch. Coach Brad Underwood, Illinois head basketball coach. I know you're doing some work with Coaches Versus Cancer. What does that entail? And if there's a way we can help out, where should we go?
Well, we've got to get everybody to screen. And I think that's one of the things, coaches, that we're really pushing. And we have an event coming up here in Champaign that we have 1,700 people. We'll raise well over $500,000 for it. It's cancer is, and coaches have done a phenomenal job. The 30-year anniversary of it, started by Norm Stewart. And it's just a way to keep it at the forefront, keep it on people's minds. Don't let them forget we've all been touched by it in some way. And as long as we can do that, we'll eventually find the cure. And I'm just excited as heck to be able to, do my little part. But the more we do it, the more coaches we get involved, the more money we raise.
Coach, we appreciate you for taking the time. And because it's a 365 job now, good luck in the portal as soon as it opens back up, and good luck in recruiting.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Once again, that is Brad Underwood, Illinois head basketball coach, connecting with us on the Heister Automotive Group hotline. I feel like we do have to mention, right, anytime NC State goes on a run in the NCAA tournament, and then you're talking about looking for a cure for cancer. Great work that Coach Underwood and all the coaches are doing with Coaches Versus Cancer. There's obviously the legacy of Jimmy V. It's I think, a really cool partnership when you can look at the health and vitality of all these young, unbelievable athletes, and then pair that with a chance to raise some money and raise some awareness to fight against cancer. So great work with Coaches Versus Cancer, as you just heard Coach describe, and obviously the V Fund for Cancer Research also always at the front of the mind here in the Triangle. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly, here with Coach Pete DeRuta, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group. The other thing we have to address, this, I know it's college basketball is playing out one of the few perfect things in college sports, which is the NCAA tournament. We just heard Brad Underwood, who made it all the way to the Elite Eight with his Illinois team, say that it's the best thing in sports. I'm partial to agree with it. March Madness is perfect. And while that's going on, college football is trying to fix itself, which is such a drastic change, right? college basketball has something that is perfect that they keep trying to break by expanding and doing all this weird stuff. College football is trying to fix itself and is making almost no progress.
Yeah, they're having a maintenance offseason, except the maintenance isn't really working. The mechanics can't find the right tools.
It's every once in a while you hear an athlete, a pitcher, be like, well, I'm just going to get my elbow cleaned up. It's going to be a scope. And then they go in there and it's like, well, he needs Tommy John and a complete rebuild. It's like college football thought they were going to go in for a scope and they came out with like, well, we got a couple pig ligaments and we put them in there. So you should be good in 24 months. Syracuse Chancellor Kent, this is all in an athletic the athletic article. Kent Siverud is the Chancellor of Syracuse, had maybe one of the most like, this is like a diss track against college sports line. This would be a hard line in like a Jay-Z diss track. The current model for governing and managing college athletics is dead. That's straight to the heart. And it becomes more interesting because Siverud is a part of what they're calling College Sports Tomorrow, also known as CST. This has all happened recently. College Sports Tomorrow is a 20-person group, which includes the NFL's number two executive, Brian Rolapp, Philadelphia 76ers owner David Blitzer, and lead organizer Len Perna of something called Turnkey ZRG, which is a search firm that places nearly all the top conference commissioners in college sports, including recently the Big Ten's Tony Petitti. Petitti? I don't know how to pronounce it. CST got together, and they are proposing drastic changes to college football. And do you know what's crazy? I don't hate them all. They proposed a relegation system where there's the top 70 programs, then another 50 that can work up and down. Some of the more drastic, crazy things that like you and your buddies talk about how awesome college sports would be or college football would be if they could do this. Right, you're on a back deck somewhere during a barbecue. One guy's on the grill, one's sitting at a table, and he goes, "You know, it'd be cool if there was like European soccer promotion and relegation in college football."
Boston College versus Georgia Tech this week 11 game on a Thursday night. Like loser
goes to the Sun Belt.
Yeah,
like and then there's Coastal Carolina against App State. Winner goes to the ACC, and you talk about how cool that would be right up until. The chicken skewers, the chicken kebabs are done on the grill. Then you go inside and you never talk about it again. CST are a lot of really powerful people having that same conversation. I think there's some stuff that should be entertained. They have 8 divisions in this new thing, so there would not be a selection committee. There would be 8 teams from each division that go. 8 wild cards from the other top tier would go to the postseason. There's a 16-team playoff. But do you know why this won't work? Because nobody, and this is my biggest pet peeve in all of college sports, nobody is thinking about what's best for the sport. Nobody is thinking about what's best for the athlete. In the article by The Athletic, thus far, this is a direct quote, thus far the group is struggling to gain traction with the schools that would play in their proposed Super League. Leagues have been hesitant, and they've canceled meetings so as to not upset their current broadcast partners, including ESPN and Fox, according to one executive briefed on the commissioner's thoughts. Money. They don't want to upset the broadcast rights. So if this CST, this College Sports Tomorrow, if this group of forward-thinking individuals want to quote-unquote fix college football, guess what? They have to stop thinking about what's good for the players, what's good for the sport, what's good for the health of the sport, and they have to start thinking about what's good for the broadcast partners. What gets the most money into the pockets of ESPN and Fox and CBS and all of these other and Amazon and Netflix and whoever else you want to throw in there, because that's the only way any change is going to happen. And it's very, very difficult to find those unique win-wins in college sports when it is great for the players, win, great for the schools, win, and great for the broadcast partners, win. So you don't even have to find the difficult win-win. You have to find the win-win-win. It's like looking for a 5-leaf clover. Right? You can find a lot of 3-leaf clovers. You can even find a couple four-leaf clovers. You got to find like the 17-leaf clover to make all this work, to keep all those people happy. And in actuality, it should really just be one thing you're looking for. What's best for the athletes? But that's not how it works. And that's why it's frustrating.
Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.